Good morning. It's Saturday, the 12th of January. And the title of my message today is it okay to ask for more? Yesterday, we looked at 2 Peter 1, 3 through 4, which tells us some very important things that we need to believe in order for our battle with sexual sin to decrease. Here is that verse again. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him, who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. That's an amazing verse. This tells us that God has already given us everything we need in order to live a godly life. We need to believe this and not believe the lie that God is being distant and doesn't want to help us. Everything we need is already in our possession. However, if we continue to struggle, the problem lies with our not taking advantage of what God has already given us. Let me be a little more specific. We have everything we need to live a godly life, and it is through our knowledge of Him. Our problem is that we don't know God well enough. Then Peter gets even more specific about how we can appropriate what we need for a godly life by telling us it comes through our knowledge and knowing His great and precious promises. Just to be really clear, let me say it this way. One very important way we can be experiencing God in our lives is by knowing His very great and precious promises. Now, one cannot overemphasize the critical value of learning these promises by spending time in His Word, the Bible. Jesus Himself, when being tempted in the wilderness, He said, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." The point Jesus is trying to make is, just as we need healthy food to maintain a healthy and nourished body, so also we need to feed on the Word of God daily. As we learn the Word of God, something begins to happen inside of us, and we begin to experience our participating in the divine nature. What do you think that means, to participate in the divine nature? Yesterday, we learned that the word participate comes from the Greek word koinonia, which means to have fellowship. If we are in fellowship with one another, it means we're close and we care about that person. We're mates. There is a connection with them that goes deeper than just being casual friends. It is to have a depth of relationship so that we know them well and they know us well. Certainly, God knows us completely, right? I mean, He knows everything there is to know about us. Since God knows all things and has always known all things, then there's never been a time that God would not know everything we would ever think, do, or say. He has even known every detail of every sexual sin we would ever commit in our lifetime. And in spite of all of that, He chose us to be one of His children, and He adopted us into His family. God has never had even an iota of unfulfilled expectations about us. It is high time we get over all the feelings of guilt and shame for our mistakes as far as causing us to think God doesn't love us anymore. Those feelings and thoughts are a direct result of you not knowing His great and precious promises that are in His Word. If you really knew the Word of God, even just what's at the end of Romans 8, you would not be subject to the lies that you're believing. If we really want to have a strong and healthy connection with God, if we really want to participate in the divine nature, we must learn and even memorize Scripture. When Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, with every temptation he responded with Scripture. Knowing the Word of God will enable you to think like God thinks. And if we begin to think like God thinks, we'll begin to act like God would have us to act. Slowly, we will begin to want the things that God wants, and our desires, which have become addicted to the intense pleasure of sex, can be transformed into wanting to please God and walk in holiness. To sum it up, if we want to participate in the divine nature, really experiencing a deep and strong daily connection with God, that can certainly happen, my friends. Jesus has literally placed His Spirit inside of us, just as the Spirit was inside of Jesus. The power and provision are already there. As we learn the Scriptures that the Spirit created through people, we can know His great and precious promises and will become more transformed to act, think, and speak like Jesus. Listen, we can escape the corruption in this world caused by evil desires by learning and knowing His Word. He must increase, and we must decrease. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, and goodbye.